When members of Congress return from their holiday break, they're expected to hold hearings about the attempted plane bombing on Christmas Day. But while lawmakers ask what went wrong, some people are pointing fingers back at them. Congress still has not passed all the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. NPR's Andrea Seabrook explains.
The 9/11 Commission was lauded for its deep, bipartisan look at what went wrong before the September 11th attacks. One of its most urgent recommendations was for Congress to reorganize its oversight of intelligence and security agencies. Today, 6 years after the Commission's report, Congress has mostly ignored that recommendation. And 9/11 Commissioner Bob Kerry says the Christmas Day bombing attempt should jostle the Congress awake.
In a weird way, sort of glad we have this moment one more time to examine this issue, because in 2004, when we made our recommendations, Congress very quickly, with an overwhelming affirmative vote, reformed the executive branch. And I don't think they mustered 15 votes to reform itself.
Kerry is a former senator and is now the president of the New School. He says the 9/11 Commission recommendations were very specific. I read several of them out loud to Kerry.
Recommendation number 21 of the Commission, the TSA and the Congress must give priority attention to improving the ability of screening checkpoints to detect explosives on passengers.
We didn't do it.
Number 38, we should minimize as much as possible the disruption of national security policymaking during the change of administrations by accelerating the process for national security appointments.
We didn't do it.
The effects today are obvious. Explosives, undetected. No chief of the Transportation Security Administration because of a political fight in the Senate. And an oversight process in the Congress that rivals a Department of Motor Vehicles in complexity. Lee Hamilton was the vice chair of the 9/11 Commission.
With regard to Homeland Security, the oversight is not centralized as we recommend it, but the jurisdiction is split among dozens, really, of committees and subcommittees.
Hamilton is a former congressman who now heads the Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars, a Washington think tank. He says in 2008 alone, officials from the Department of Homeland Security attended more than 370 congressional hearings. They gave more than 5,000 briefings to members of Congress.
That really is an absurdity. When you have that many people involved in the oversight process in the Congress, it greatly dilutes it. Nobody has the clout or the strength to push through improvements. It's just too diffuse and too decentralized.
There was one big change following the recommendations. When Democrats took control of the Congress in 2006 and Nancy Pelosi became House Speaker, she set up a brand new committee called the Select Intelligence Oversight Panel. She put New Jersey Democrat Rush Holt in charge of it. The panel is an unusual creature, says Holt, because it combines powers that are usually kept separate in Congress, overseeing an agency and funding it. The 9/11 Commission specifically recommended this, says Holt, to give Congress more control over the somewhat autonomous intelligence agencies.
They felt they would give the committee enough clout that the intelligence heads couldn't blow them off.
Holt says in the 3 years the new panel has operated, it's improved oversight of domestic surveillance, covert operations, and other areas. So it has worked, partly, he says.
The oversight is stronger. Sure, there was occasional oversight before, but not as strong as it is now. Now, is it good enough? Of course not. Obviously, things aren't working right, or we wouldn't have had the Christmas bombing that only the diligence and bravery of people on board the plane stopped.
No comparable oversight mechanism has been established in the Senate. Now, there are those who argued against implementing the 9/11 Commission recommendations. Heather Wilson, a former Republican congresswoman from New Mexico, has focused on national security for much of her career.
The idea that centralizing oversight improves oversight, I think, is not necessarily true.
Lots of lawmakers have ideas about how intelligence agencies should be run, and she says they don't all have the expertise to back up their opinions. Wilson believes there's a reason intelligence professionals are just that, professionals. But Wilson does think there's a problem with oversight whenever you have an executive branch and legislative branch controlled by the same party. She saw that in the Bush years, she says, and she's seeing it now.
Can you imagine what these hearings coming up in January would be like if this was a Republican president and the Secretary of Homeland Security had said the system worked, I mean, this would be a firestorm on Capitol Hill. And it is so much more muted.
So while lawmakers prepare for hearings next week, Wilson and others hope they can set aside politics as much as possible and figure out how to correct the systems that failed on Christmas Day. Meanwhile, the 9/11 commissioners say Congress should be delving into its own mistakes, too, though Commissioner Bob Kerry doesn't have much hope for that.
What you're going to get is an exercise in flagellation, you know, looking for somebody to blame and looking for somebody to hang out, and Congress one more time dodging the bullet of having to reform itself.
Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.